Christmas. When you tell a story, it's usually best to begin at the beginning. But since the story of Christmas actually begins before the beginning of time, I'm not sure we have time to start at the beginning.
I'm beginning to get confused. Can we just start it in the middle?
Certainly. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world.
Wait!
You skipped some of the story. Go back. Tell us the part about Mary, Joseph, and Gabriel.
Okay. God sent the angel Gabriel to Mary, a virgin pledged to be married to Joseph. The angel said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words, but the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked. The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One will be born and will be called the Son of God." This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man, he did not want to expose her to a public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus."
Now it's Caesar's turn.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. Everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph and Mary went to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Thank you.
Okay, here we are. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon.
Stop!
What's wrong?
You left out part of the story.
I did?
Yes, the part about the shepherds and angels.
Oh, right, sorry. There were shepherds living in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests." The shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. Yes, here we are. After King Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up."
Stop!
What's wrong now?
You left out part of the story again.
But it says right here, after King Herod died.
You left out part about the kings from the east and the gifts of her baby Jesus.
Oh, right. Sorry. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed and asked the chief priests and teachers of the law where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem," they replied. Then Herod sent the magi to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I may too go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh.
Child.
It's over? That's the end? It can't be over. Read some more.
You left out part of the story about Wonderful Counselor and Mighty God.
An Everlasting Father and Prince of Peace.
And you didn't read the part, they will call him Emmanuel, which means...
Which means God is with us.
But I told you I was starting in the middle.
Well, there is a part of the story that's not over.
Which part?
Our part, telling the world that Jesus Christ is born.
Jesus, we are also celebrating God's gift of eternal life.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Thank you.
And so everyone heard the great news about the birth of Jesus and worshiped him, right? Is that the story? No. This incredible news that we've just heard this great story of, and we've heard readings from Luke and Matthew and Isaiah, and this great news of one who would be born king was not embraced by everyone. In fact, in one of those stories, we're going to continue this next Sunday. I invite you to come back and join us on the Advent journey we're on as we approach, get closer and closer to Christmas. But you know, yeah, the wise men went and worshiped. But you know what King Herod did? He saw Jesus as a rival king. And he said, yeah, go search for him, all right, and kill him. And the chief priests and the scribes knew, oh yeah, Bethlehem, that's where he's going to be born. Well, did you know he's going to be born there now? We've heard rumors of this. We don't care. We're not going to go. We're apathetic. We don't really believe. And even in that story of the wise men, there's even in Jesus' birth hints at what he came to do on the cross. The wise men say, they come and they say, we're looking for one born King of the Jews. And they use that title, which we only then find again as the inscription that Pilate posts above Jesus on the cross, King of the Jews. This is one who is born to die. And John, in his opening of his gospel, says he was in the world and through the world was, and though the world was made through Jesus, the world didn't recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Do we have the eyes of faith to see the significance of the story we just heard? To see the significance of this Christ child that's been born? And do we, like the Magi, fall down on our knees and faces in worship? Or do we say, I don't care, and carry on with our lives? Or maybe we just get mad about it. Because you know what? The announcement of a king, that doesn't square with my own desire to be my own king. So I'm even mad about it. God calls us, all people everywhere, to acknowledge the birth of his son in worship, in repentance, and in faith. So come on back next time, and let's continue this Advent journey together. Please stand for the benediction. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. For from him and through him and for him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thank you for joining us this morning.